whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. On this Father's Day broadcast, Pastor Holland brings a message entitled, Parenting by the Book. This message brings to our attention what the Bible says about instructing our sons and daughters. There are certain things Scripture instructs fathers to diligently teach their children. Turn along with us to Deuteronomy chapter 6 as we hear the first part of Parenting by the Book.
Deuteronomy chapter number 6, we're going to speak to you this morning on the subject of parenting by the book. I tell you today, I hold in my hand the greatest parenting book that has ever been written. Today you can get all kind of things. In fact, we've got some books that we recommend that are written by Dr. Bill Rice and others that teach on the matter of raising children. I believe every Christian ought to read everything they can, get their hands on, that would help them in raising their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. But there's no greater book than the Word of God to understand what God would have for us. The family as we know it today is under attack like it's never been under attack before. In fact, there's never been a doubt in my mind what the family consisted of or what the family was. But here recently, we've had some judges that have decided that they know better than God does, and that they've decided that it's not just man and woman, but it can be man and man or woman and woman. And they've passed these rules, the laws have been changed, and everybody, at least the gays and lesbians, are excited because now they can go and marry and they can do what they've wanted to do for a long time because some judge said that it was okay. Can I remind you that one day they're going to stand before the Almighty Judge, and that judge is going to be a fair judge, a righteous judge, but also a God of judgment. And when they receive that judgment, they're going to understand exactly what God meant when He said that it was between, marriage was between a husband and a wife, and they'll understand the truths that is set before us. Today I want to share with you just a few thoughts today about raising your family and raising your children, teaching them what is right and doing what is right in the sight of God. I do not claim to be an expert today, and truly I failed in many areas, I'm sure, as a dad. But I'm grateful today for the children that God gave to me. I'm grateful today for my son that is here helping us here in the ministry, and I'm grateful what God's done. Again, he's not perfect, no more than I am. I'm not perfect, but the fact of it is today, we need to do the best we can to raise our children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. The former president of the United States, George W. Bush, I'm talking about the father, was asked years ago, what is the greatest accomplishment in your life? Now listen, George Bush, the first, the one that was president first of all, he had a great list of accomplishments. He could have said that he was in World War II and was a Navy pilot. And obviously, that is a great thing, that he served our country and defended our rights. He could have said the greatest accomplishment, well, that was 8 years to President Reagan. And we know that those were some of the best years of our life in the United States as we saw many good things happening. And he could have said, I was vice president. He could have talked about the successful presidency that he himself had after being vice president. Some of you may have not known, but he could have spoken of the time that he served in the CIA. Or he could have talked about the years as a U.S. ambassador to China. He could have bragged about Operation Desert Storm. I remember that. I remember we were just getting started good, I guess. And I remember it was on a Wednesday night when they invaded. Brother Tim had to leave and go to Desert Storm, I remember. And I remember Brother Mike Andrews was here, and he was down, lived down the street. And he came in and he says, our troops have just invaded over there in that area. And Operation Desert Storm was on. And truly, there was somewhat of some success that came out from that. But that is not any of those things that he say. He did not brag about what he had done, what he had accomplished as president, vice president, a Navy pilot, or working with the CIA, or even Operation Desert Storm. But when asked what the greatest accomplishment in his life, here's what he said. My greatest accomplishment is that my children still come to see me. My greatest accomplishment is that my children come to see me. It may not mean much to you, but I tell you, that's a great statement for a man in his position to realize and understand that none of those things that he really did really mattered at all, but the most important thing was that he raised his children right, taught them the truth, and that at least they still come around and see him from time to time. The Bible is very clear to help us understand children are a gift from the Lord. But the Bible said in Psalm 127, verse 3 through 5, "Lo, children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate." Far too often, children seem to be a nuisance or an inconvenience to people in the day and age in which we live. There's many people that will go through life, and they never want children because they don't want to be bothered with them. They don't want the sacrifice of raising them. They don't want the sacrifice of changing their diapers. But yet I want to say to you today, thank God for people that have had children that have multiplied and replenished the earth, and especially Christian parents that have taught them the truth of the Word of God in order that His name may continue on. But I want to say today, I'm not speaking just to fathers, but that's basically who I'll be directing my attention to. But as I've already said today, I hold in my hand the greatest guidebook that has ever been written for raising children. The Bible said, "Now these are the commandments, the statutes, the judgments, which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land whither ye go to possess it. That thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I have commanded thee, thou and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged." I don't know about you, but I enjoy life. I don't want to be a nuisance to anybody. I don't want to get so feeble I can't get around. But I want to live as long as I can and get around and have the health that I need and the mind that I need, so that I can enjoy watching my children. Hopefully they've quit growing, but watch them as they go through life. But watch my grandchildren as they grow and see things happen in their life. That's my desire. According to verse number 2, that thy son's son in all the days of thy life, and that thy days be prolonged. The first thing I want you to notice with me this morning, if we're going to be the fathers we need to be, I believe parents, and I'm saying parents today instead of fathers because I believe it goes both ways, but I believe today parents must live right if our children are going to turn out right. We may want good things to happen for our children, but I remind you that good things only happen to those who set the example and give their children the example in which to follow. No parent can succeed in helping a child grow in the image of God unless he first of all sees the importance of living and serving in the image of God in order that Christ may be seen in his life and his children may see it. Parents must be walking in the right relationship with the Lord. In these first three verses of chapter 6, he speaks about reverence. We're told in verse number 2, first of all, that we ought to fear the Lord. The word fear the Lord means that we're to walk in awareness to the glory of God, understanding His holiness and understanding His majesty, and understanding as a parent, God has entrusted to us one of the greatest responsibilities in all the world, and that's to raise our children up to serve God and love God and be faithful to God. I tell you, that's one area I don't want to fail in. I'm thankful today that God gave me my children. I'm grateful today that God has blessed me with them. But I want you to know today it's important for me to set the proper example in order that they might see Christ in our lives. We're to bring our lives under God's lordship. We're to bring our lives under God's leadership. We're to bring our lives in submission to what God wants in our life, in order that we might set the example of reverence toward God. The second thing we notice he speaks about is about reactions. When we fear the Lord, we will obey His Word. When we fear the Lord, we will obey His Word. I tell you today, I am so disheartened today of people that literally do not take God's Word literally and take the truth of it, and literally they don't fear God because they do not obey what the Word of God says. We've come up with our own ways. We live in a day in society when people are going their own direction. You know, basically the youth of our day say, well, if it feels good, do it, and everything's going to be all right. But I want to say today, when we are obeying, when we fear God, then we'll take God seriously. We'll understand that God is someone. He's not a thing. He's not a burden. He's not something that hinders us. He's something that helps us in order that we might accomplish what is right. I believe God's standards are to be our standards. I believe when we fear the Lord, we'll build our lives around the dictates and the mandates of the Word of God. I believe when we begin to raise our family that we will definitely, friend, if you ever was in doubt of what you ought to do and how you ought to raise your children, you need to read what the Word of God said, and it tells us very plainly that we are to fear God. And our lives ought to reflect Jesus. Friend, parents, the world needs to see Jesus. And they need to see it in you, and they need to see it in me. But most of all, they need to see it in teenagers that have learned from their moms and dads to do what is right. Your children will often model what they see in your life. Don't ever tell your children, now, I'm going to do this, but don't you do it. Save your breath. Because it makes a difference how many times you tell them they're going to do it because they think it's right because you're doing it. It's a responsibility to teach them to obey the Word of God, and to obey in the way that we please Him. He speaks not only of reverence, He speaks not only of reactions, but He speaks about rewards. He promised in the latter part that our days will be prolonged. He will bless them and reward them with long lives. The same holds true today. God promises all those who walk with Him and obey Him and walk in His will that He will extend their life. The Bible said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And it also talks about being obedient to parents that you may live long on the earth. There's promises of reward of doing right. Psalm 1:1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And I'm glad today that as we come to the Word of God, children need to know the things about God that God rewards them. They ought to know, our children ought to know that God will bless honesty. I tell you one thing I can't stand is somebody lying or stealing. I tell you that's something I don't want my children and you don't want your children to do. And so we need to teach children the importance of honesty. Do your children see your faithfulness is blessed by God? I tell you it's one thing when you take your children to church. There's one thing my children can say, I believe, as I raise them. They saw us faithful to the house of God, but they saw God's blessings on our life. Can I say today, this preacher right here and his wife and his family, we've lived a good life. We've lived a good life. God's blessed us. I don't even have time to tell you how good God's been to me. I tell you, He's been so good to me, and I tell you, part of it is just being able to pastor this church with such wonderful people. And I'm not asking for anything and trying to build you up. I'm just telling you that's the truth. But I tell you more than anything, I wanted God to... Has your children seen God answer prayer in your home? A time when you get together and say, oh, you kids, we got a situation here. We don't know what we're going to do about, but we're going to pray. I heard a fellow say one time, and I think it's a great idea. I wish I'd have started it when mine was young. They said, we keep a notebook. And when there's something serious coming up, we write down what it is we need to pray about. And we start praying. And then, when God answers that prayer, we make a big deal about it. We get that notebook out, and we rejoice, and we say hallelujah, and we say praise the Lord, and we say, look what God did. You know what you're doing? You're teaching your children that God blesses those that are faithful to Him. They need to know that God blesses faithful people.
Did you have a father that was diligent to install in you godly wisdom? Take the time to be thankful for him today. Are you a father or a mother that still has the responsibility of nurturing children in God's commandments? We pray this message is an encouragement to you as you extend a godly heritage to your children. Maybe you are listening today and you would like to know more about Christ. We encourage you to accept Him today. We'd love to help you. To all the fathers listening, we wish you a very special and happy Father's Day. Join us again next week as we conclude the message, Parenting by the Book.
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.